Here's a recording from a meeting with the Ontario Health Team and Ottawa Public Health's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Vera Etches. In the clip, Etches explains what the local agency is currently focused on.
There's always more to do, so we think we're on the right track, but it's very tenuous. Ottawa Public Health had the highest rate of COVID in early October, and we can go back there again if we relax too much. And so I'm very interested in hearing from people, and I think that's been part of the theme you've heard from others today too, is that we need to understand how people are coping. What are people doing right now so that they don't become depressed and socially isolated? How are they staying connected? How are people getting out and doing physical activity? So we have an engagement process underway right now online where people can tell us, what are they struggling with? What are they doing that's positive? And we'll use that information to share and adjust our communications. What I'm focused on is building on the decline in COVID in our community to reinvigorate the containment approach. So where we know somebody who tests positive and we follow up with their contacts, we ask those contacts to go get tested to make sure they don't have an asymptomatic infection. But we're finding people may or may not go get tested, right? So trying to close some of those loops right now in this period that could lead to a little bit better control potentially. We know just the sense of it's okay can be hazardous in terms of leading to relaxation. So I'm very focused on this idea of routine, making that what we're doing right now our routine. So it's just, if we're going to continue this for the winter. And then what's a reward for people in Ottawa doing the right thing is that we can open more things. But we have to keep that routine of what we're doing now, the routine of the masks, the routine of the distance, of sticking to our household. So those are the kinds of things we'll be focusing on. I will just take an opportunity to note that we focused on racialized communities today as disproportionately bearing the burden of the COVID pandemic. And we didn't highlight the experience of Indigenous, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis community members. That is important to discuss. And the report doesn't have the data, but we're collecting it and we're working with First Nations, Inuit, and Métis community members to make sure that also we follow their guidance around how information is used and what it means, and that community with the support of the Ottawa Aboriginal Coalition is planning their own work and analysis is underway and engagement to best describe what's happening in that community.
This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.